You're not going to believe this. Louise is petrified of mustard.
Oh, my God! Look at it! Look, get away from me!
Sit down.
Look at it!
That's just a picture.
Look at it! It's disgusting!
I got to talk to you about this.
Are you nuts?
All right, take it off the screen, please. There's nothing on the screen. I got to talk to you about this. Now, I want to tell you something. This is impossible. Nobody is scared of something like ketchup. Are you scared of ketchup?
I love ketchup.
You love ketchup. Tell everybody what you used to do for a job.
I worked at Burger King.
Burger King. You worked at Burger King.
This stuff is good. I don't go near it. You want mustard too bad. Go to McDonald's. I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
And I guess you've never seen any. What are you doing there? Something itching?
No, I'm scared. Because I don't know.
And what about packs of mustard?
Ow!
Packs of. Look, Louise, just like this. There's nothing.
Oh my God, Maury! You said you have any! Oh my God! You see what you have? I'm telling you, I will kick your ass! Get the off! Get off!
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to be an asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes! Energy. Tim Henson back here with you to kick off a new week of programs. This right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program for you. Was it last week or maybe the week before I was talking about how I feel like I don't have any social skills. I can only really communicate on when I'm doing the show, when I'm recording the program here. And even then, I'm not a great communicator. But as I was thinking about it, you know, when I meet new people, I try to ask them questions, and people just, they don't show me the common courtesy. You know, like when you meet someone new, you ask them a question, and you seem interested in whatever the fuck they have to say, and then they're supposed to do the same to you. But it's always one way with me. I'm always the person interviewing, it seems. There's never a real dialogue. It's me asking a question and then them answering, and I've got nothing else to add, and so I ask another question. They don't ask me a question back. Like, if I say, hey, what do you do for a living? Oh, I'm a mechanic. You would think they would say, oh, what do you do? So then I'm stuck saying, oh, an auto mechanic, what kind of cars do you see? Well, what's the shittiest kind of car out there? One that always breaks down. As you can tell, I'm a stellar conversationalist. And so they'll answer that question, but it never gets back to me. They never say, well, what do you do for a living? Not that I want to tell them that I, watch fucking cum fart videos all day long. But if they did ask me, I mean, that's quite a conversation. Why do you watch cum fart videos? What's the, how much cum have you seen, shooting out of an asshole? Does it dribble out? Does it squirt out? I mean, tell me, if someone told me they watch cum fart videos for a living, I'm interested. I'm involved in the conversation, you know what I mean? Like, I've got a lot of questions about that. All right, well, I learned my lesson because I really tried hard to talk to people. And recently I was out and a friend of a friend was sitting at a table with me, and we were kind of left alone, and I got into a conversation with him about women, right? And I don't know what he finds attractive or something. He has a kid. Keep in mind, this guy has a kid. He has a child, and he stops in mid conversation and he goes, sometimes I wish I could be a woman. And I'm like, wait a second. I should have been like, full disclosure, I have a radio show, and this is going to be broadcast, but I didn't. And I don't think he really... I always tell people that I'm, like, in web design. If I don't want to get into the whole, like, podcast thing, because the second I do that, they're like, well, what kind of podcast? And then I say, well, it's a comedy thing. And they're like, oh, so you're funny. And then they want me to be funny, and I'm not funny in real life. I'm a very serious person. I don't want to have to be on all the time. Regardless, it's such a cross to bear. It's such a burden. You're like, two minutes ago, I was telling you how I'm pissed off that people don't ask me what I do, and now I'm telling you that I don't want to talk about my podcast to people. But, I want it both ways. I want people to realize what a gift I am, right? Isn't that what Paula Abdul said on that her stupid reality show? Why don't people understand that, I'm a fucking gift to the world? But I don't want them to pester me with questions and want them, want me to be funny. Regardless, that's not the point of this conversation. So he tells me sometimes he wishes he could be a woman. He doesn't want to dress up like a woman. He's not like a tranny or anything, but what he wants, he's not a cross-dresser, but what he wants is to experience childbirth. He's jealous of women because they can shoot out a fucking cunt turd from their twat. He's upset because he can't experience that. And how do you respond? Like, if I was on my show interviewing someone and this came up, I, of course, would have a lot to say. But when you in real life, when it's someone that you kind of know, you can't just call him a fucking freak and be done with it. You know what I mean? So I was like, oh, huh. And then I just kept asking him questions. He's interested in the whole thing, not just... the act of, squeezing out a baby, but, having the baby inside your belly and having, feeling it get bigger and feeling it kick and everything. I don't know. Is this a common fantasy for guys? If so, call into the voicemail line. If you're one of these people, explain it to me. Maybe I can get this guy. I doubt he'll want to come on the program. First, I have to tell him I have a show for him to come on. He's not going to like that. All right. I do have some great audio to share with you today. DV listener Trevor sent in a sex education film from the 1950s. I don't know if I've featured this on the show. I definitely know that I've used clips from this for like Sextastic Tuesday intros many years ago. But I thought this was kind of interesting to play, maybe again for those of you who never heard this, because I don't think sex education is taught the same way anymore. Take a listen. This first clip is... two boys sitting down, right? Just talking.
Hey, you know something?
No, what?
I had a wet dream last night.
First of all right, who talks like that to their friend? Hey, Tom, guess what? I jizzed for the first time! Yeah! No, it came out of my cockhead! I don't know, it was white and sticky! I was thinking about banging Becky! It was a dream, I don't know! Oh, man! My underwear was so sticky. Yeah, sticky. Slimy, too. Tasted salty. What?
Wet dream? What's that?
Oh, the sperm comes out of your penis.
Sperm?
All right, this kid doesn't know anything about ejaculation. All right, maybe you should stop talking to him about it. What's a wet dream? What's sperm? What's a penis?
The sperm comes out of your penis.
Sperm?
Yeah. Sort of a sticky stuff. Guy's part of a baby.
Oh, Jesus Christ. This guy doesn't know much. It's part of a baby.
Didn't your brother ever tell you about that?
No.
I swallowed some of it. My brother made me drink it, but he never told me about it.
He never says much about anything. So that means you can start a baby.
Finally. Johnny puts the pieces of the puzzle together. The last horse crosses the finish line.
It was something new to Bill, this business of nocturnal emissions.
Yeah.
Just as a lot of other things were new. Growing up is a time of change. Everything seems to happen at once.
Now, we're a new scene. There's a bunch of kids talking on a track field.
The coach said it's glands.
Well, you get those for your parents.
Hey, what is this? You all taking the afternoon off?
There's the coach.
Hey, coach. Didn't you say it was glands that made guys different?
Yeah, that's right.
My low-hanging tanks! That's what makes me different from a woman.
Well, today in biology class, Mr. Davis said we're all different because of our parents.
That's right. I meant the way your body develops at puberty.
puberty? What's that?
Well, that'd take a little explaining. Maybe later, huh?
I'll show you my big boy hair.
Yeah, but when?
Well, how about after practice this afternoon?
Sounds good, Coach Sandusky!
Oh, this story does not end well. We better just move right along. DB listener Jim, Sideshow Freak from the UK, found some brand new gay fisting porn. I'm interested.
It is going on.
All right, wait a second. Let me just explain what's going on here. There's some gay guys putting a chain in another dude's asshole. Like, you know, a big metal chain, one link at a time.
But that's the moral of today's story, right?
Yes, one link at a time.
Slow. Oh. Fuck yeah.
It's like the worst makeshift anal beads ever. You know, use coupon code FREAK at Adam and Eve.
Stick that in, man. Oh, yeah. Oh, in there? Oh, no.
Come on, you
cabrón. Put it in there.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
There's another cliched thing that happens in porn. Girls do the, oh, yeah. And then guys are real quiet. Yeah. Like they're whispering. And then gay guys say, yeah, 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 take that. Yeah. All right, now he's being fisted.
Yeah, you can do it. Come on. Oh, yeah.
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 Sounds like he's being choked. The fist isn't in his mouth. It's in his asshole, just so we're clear here. I don't know. Like, I don't know what's worse, having a chain link fence stuck in your ass or a fist. I guess a fist by the sounds of it.
Deep breath.
Slow.
Rest. Rest.
Yeah.
There's another fist.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Take
yeah.
Fucking fist.
Yeah. Oh,
hot.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, he's in. Yeah.
I like that.
Look at that. Fuck. Yeah.
Take it out. Enough.
Take it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, very hot. There's a little gay fisting porn for you. Hey, later today, DVDA at 3 p.m. It doesn't stand for double vaginal, double anal. Your sick mind went straight to that. No, it's the Distorted View Daily After Show. We do it every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. If you can't catch it live, you got to be a Sideshow Freak. Archives are available only at superfreaksideshow.com. Today, I'm going to be playing for you clips from Ground Beef Bitches, also known as For the Love of Feet. It's a porno that I picked up at a video store, right? And I don't think there's any nudity. It's just women crushing things like meat and stuff. So I'm gonna play some clips of that for you. Maybe we'll talk to Roy Killer War. I haven't tried to contact him. He might be recovering from this weekend. But I'll have some videos that I couldn't get to on the podcast today. It's a good time. Join us in the chat room. The link for DVDA is up at distortedview.com. Again, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. All right, a couple more clips before we get into the news. First up, actually, this is kind of news. A police officer was caught jerking off in his police cruiser while he was on duty, and the local news was there to cover it.
We're supposed to be supervising other officers in the field, but our Fournier side team.
I apologize for the shitty audio.
The Santa Fe police sergeant,
it gets better.
Sitting in his vehicle, having a very graphic sexual conversation with himself. Ducati Schwartz reviewed almost a dozen hours of the video.
Come on, Ducati Schwartz, whatever the hell his name is.
I'm hired to protect and serve the citizens of Santa Fe, but now several women want police to protect them from Sergeant Mike Eistat.
It's the middle of the day on January 24th, 2011, and Sergeant Mike Eistat has forgotten his dash cam video is rolling. On the video we worked for more than a month to get, first you hear moans, then the unmistakable sound of a zipper.
Oh my God, it's the audio is crystal clear. Like, I've seen a lot of these police, you know, dash cam videos and stuff, and they're always shitty quality. The audio cuts out. But oh my God, everything you can hear him moaning in the actual zipper.
Ice Kent is alone in his squad car. And based on what we heard, it sounds like he's looking at a picture of a naked woman on his cell phone or
maybe
texting
he was
someone.
Trying to apprehend a criminal in his pants.
And talking to himself. Here is a sample of what he is saying.
Oh, you're a big, beautiful girl,
show me, what was that? Show me that big, show me that juicy cunt, baby? Is that what he's saying? Or pussy? Do women like to have their pussies referred to as big? Show me that big cunt of yours.
Eventually, the sergeant breaks away to respond to a call. This week, we showed the
chief. Did he zip up his pants at least?
Chief the video. He told us he hadn't seen it before.
Do you see it?
Okay, wait a second. How could the police chief or whoever this guy is not have seen the video? It's been posted online.
Anything wrong with what's in this video?
Well, yeah, again, I'm not in a position to comment at this point. I'm going to wait until the investigation is concluded. And if that's the case, obviously, I have no authority to discipline Sergeant Icecan at this point. He's no longer here.
Even though the chief in internal affairs knew about the tape and knew Icecan was being investigated for several crimes, he was never put on leave and never suspended. This week, he was found guilty of harassing women, stalking women, stealing marijuana, and using a criminal database to run people's information. But despite that,
I would have a hard time not doing that part. You know what I mean? Like, you know, entering your friends and family and see what sort of shenanigans they've been up to.
Icecant is being allowed to collect accumulated leave until he officially retires in November.
Cool.
Paid for by taxpayers.
On Monday, we're going to dig deeper into this story and ask questions like, why was Mike Icecant given the number 69 as his official badge number and patrol car number?
Hard-hitting news. We're going to dig deeper.
The chief really know
all right,
about
all right,
Mike.
All right, you get the ideas. There you go. A cop was jerking off in his cruiser. Finally, Tonetta is back with some new music. I'm so happy to find that Tonetta has found love. He's so serious, in fact, that he's fully clothed in this music video.
Seeing you straight up has brought me higher and higher. I'm with any more love. You set my heart on fire. My amputee.
What?
My pretty amputee.
Oh. That explains it. He's in love with an amputee.
Maybe you're missing part. But baby, will you still shine? Deep back within my heart. I vision you as being my amputee.
My pretty amputee. All right.
You're every little bit of a woman. Don't let anyone tell you do. You're special, you're new. That is why I grew to love you more and more and more. Baby, am I?
Thank you very much, Tonetta. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted up, fucked up news right now, y'all. Yet, not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow. What are you waiting for? It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. Sign up now. It really does help support the show. It's why I continue to do what I do. You get full access to the entire archive of programs. Plus, every week we do extended shows, exclusive programs, video cast. Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I do something called DVDA. You can catch it live on Ustream. Archives are available only on the Sideshow, and they're usually about an hour long. So, you know, every day there's something special just for Sideshow freaks. It's an amazing deal at only $5. Go there right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Prove what a true freak you really are. All right, and don't forget Adam and Eve coupon code FREAK at checkout. 50% off just about any item. 3 free adult DVDs and a mystery gift. Go there right now. Free shipping. Half off just about any item. It's an amazing deal. All right, 3 quick stories here. Brides-to-be looking to shed that final 10, 15, or 20 pounds in order to fit into their wedding dress. Have taken a controversial approach to crash dieting that involves inserting a feeding tube into their noses for up to 10 days for a quick fix to rapid weight loss. Women are insane. That being said, I'm interested. The KE diet, which boasts promises of shedding 20 pounds in 10 days, is an increasingly popular alternative to ordinary calorie counting programs. The program has dieters inserting a feeding tube into their nose that runs to the stomach. They're fed a constant slow drip of protein and fat mixed with water, which contains zero carbohydrates and totals 800 calories a day. Body fat is burned through a process called ketosis. Ketosis? Something like that. Which leaves muscles intact, said Dr. Oliver DiPietro. You know where the doctor practices? Florida, of course. It's a hunger-free, effective way of dieting, DiPietro says. Within a few hours, and your hunger and appetite go away completely. So patients are actually not hungry at all for the whole 10 days. That's what's so amazing about this diet. And it's safe. No, he doesn't say that at all, because it's not. DiPietro says patients are under a doctor's supervision, although they're not hospitalized during the dieting process. Instead, they carry the food solution with them in a bag like a purse, keeping the tube in their nose for 10 days straight. DiPietro says there are few side effects. The main side effects are bad breath. There's some constipation because there's no fiber in their food. So disgusting, right? I wonder what their bowel movements look like. Slipping into the wedding gown for a dream wedding is a moment of truth for most brides, but as many say, there is a real fear that it will not quite fit. That's how 41-year-old Jessica Schneider of Surfside, Florida, says she felt. With a June wedding approaching and 10 pounds, she says she couldn't lose. She was desperate for a quick fix. I don't have all the time on the planet to focus on losing weight. I've got a busy life. So shoving a tube up my nose and, you know, snorting slop sounded like a good alternative. Just listen to this slothful bitch. I was tired. I didn't feel like exercising. Who has time for that? I wanted to watch TV. The doctor told me that if you can complement with walking for half an hour on the beach, that would be great. But I didn't feel like doing that. I'm a very energetic person, but those days I was just tired. Although the KE diet is new to the United States, it's been around for years in Europe. Dr. DiPietro charges $1,500 for the 10-day plan and says the before and after pictures sell themselves. But critics warn that losing too much weight too fast can be dangerous, blah, 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 you know, the drill. I guess you have bad breath because nothing's going in your mouth, you're not chewing, you just got dry mouth. I don't think you can drink on this diet either. I guess the stuff going in your nose hydrates you as well, right? I don't know. Second story we have for you today, oh, for the Christ's sakes, this one also comes from Florida. It literally is like three sentences in length, so I'm not even going to bother playing the Florida stinger. The island, Key West, just isn't what it used to be. The Key West Citizen reports that a man who was covered in ketchup, sprawled in the middle of an old town street, and screaming profanities about tourists running his town, was arrested early Wednesday. The 42-year-old homeless man was charged with misdemeanor disorderly conduct and misdemeanor resisting arrest.
You don't want to suck on my balls. You don't want to fucking do nothing. You don't want to give me a kiss. There's you don't want to fucking buy me a goddamn underwear. You know, not underwear.
I don't want to suck on your balls because they taste like ketchup.
You don't even want to listen to the goddamn music, man. You fuck long hair. Fuck grandpa. Fuck grandma. I don't know what bastard in the neighborhood is going to get his teeth knocked down. His pussy hole. Little grandma thinks he's going to sleep with every fucking body and suck nigga. Old dick, old no. See, I call it too home. You smell some women like blah, blah.
All right, we have no idea why the man was covered in ketchup or why he was screaming profanities. I'm guessing drugs were involved. All right, final story we have for you today. A family has filed a lawsuit after paranormal activity forced them to leave their New Jersey rental home. Jose Chinchilla. I don't know if that's how you pronounce that last name. Chinchilla. I think it's Chinchilla. Chinchilla. Chinchilla? Maybe. Chinchilla? I like better. Jose Chinchilla and Michelle Kalin Lasted just 1 week in the Toms River, New Jersey ranch before fleeing in the middle of the night when they claimed a spirit tugged off their bedsheets. Did they check underneath the bedsheets? It may have just been a pervert or something who snuck in. They're suing their landlord, Dr. Richard Lopez, a well-known orthodontist in Ocean City who runs a practice next door to their haunted house. They want their $2,250 security deposit returned to them, claiming that the property is haunted. The couple moved into the three-bedroom ghost house with Ms. Kalin's two children on March 1st. Strange things started happening almost immediately, which they initially thought were due to the pains of moving. But over the course of the next 7 days, they said they began to realize they were sharing their home with supernatural beings. Flickering lights, menacing voices, and flapping doors spooked the couple, who said they would regularly go home to find clothes and towels strewn across the floor. As a point of interest, the first three Amityville horror films were shot in the same town as the rental home. The films, in turn, were based on a book by Jay Anson, which details so-called real paranormal experiences in the 1970s. The couple claimed to have heard voices whispering, "Let it burn." Well, that's not scary. That's soothing. That's soothing R&B. Very sensual R&B. Would not scare me. It'd put me right in the mood. I'd get a boner. All right. Let it burn. As well as footsteps coming from the basement. The final straw came on March 10th when Mr. Chinchilla, 37, and Ms. Galen, 36, were in bed watching TV. They heard what sounded like tapping on the top of the TV set before the bed sheets were suddenly tugged over them. Mr. Chinchilla said he felt an invisible hand on his arm, while Ms. Kalin claimed to have seen a dark figure in the bedroom. The experience freaked them out so much that they bolted to a nearby hotel shortly after 1 a.m. with Ms. Kalin's teenage daughter and 6-year-old son. Fearing for their safety, if they return to the house, the family has been living in a single room at a Point Pleasant Beach motel since March 13th. There you go. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of y'all. All right, guys, you are incredibly lucky because this is the part of the show where you get to talk to me, Timothy von Hensenheimer III, live. Yes, caller. Not really live. I'm live. You're recorded. But when you listen to this, I'm recorded as well. So there's absolutely nothing live about this segment.
Hi, Timmy. This is Naughty Nips calling in. Wanted to thank you for that fucking incredible week of shows.
Wow, a fucking incredible week of shows. I don't know what week he's referring to, but you're welcome.
Man, those two mega shows that you did were mind-blowingly great.
Oh.
The insane interviews and that huge music show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. 2.5 hours. It was so good. That was as good as the DV review.
I'm glad you liked it.
Just great. And for those great Bud Fudge Sundays, they were so good from Corey. I'm in love with Blue Iris now.
Yeah.
I hope you had a good chance to rest and also time to build your DV empire.
Well, slowly but surely. I think DVDA is off to a good start. We're having fun. It's a very laid-back environment, a little longer form. So now I'm doing like 30 or 40 minute shows, and then another hour on DVDA Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, plus extended shows on Tuesday. More distorted view than ever before. If that is not a reason to sign up for the sideshow, I don't know what is, for Christ's sakes.
Hi, Tim. You know, as a father, I think you're an absolute monster for having an opinion about that gigantic flailing cunt of whatever that stupid broad is from
Duggar.
The TLC. Oh, right,
yeah.
That Duggar shit.
Yeah.
As a parent, I think that you're a horrible person. Even my daughter's laying in.
I know, you're crying in the background.
Right. And she said it better than I could.
Well,
you're a monster for having an opinion, sir.
Well, I don't care. And the fact that you called her a cunt, I think you agree with me. As a father, you can't agree with me. But as a human being and a non-fucktard, you can't disagree with me.
Something that, only reminds me of you.
Wait a second. First of all, I can't hear a fucking word you're saying. Speak into the phone!
I just did something that, only reminds me of you.
What?
I went and bought one of those giant, super duper picante extra hot noodle bowl things, you know, like, you know, a bucket of noodles that, like, Mexicans buy.
No, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Shit, dude, that's what I did. I ate it, and then this morning I took a dump. And I've never taken a dump that, like, clung to the bottom of the bowl like before. I mean,
it didn't want to go down the toilet?
Kind of weird.
I've had shit like that before.
But it totally reminded me of you.
Okay. Thank you. A bowel movement reminded this guy of
me. Hey, Timmy Boo. This is Sankonia. You know, actually, you and I grew up in the exact same area of Ohio from, like, you know, birth until, what the hell are we now, what, 31? Mine is the August 13th, 1980. Yours is, like, what, like August?
First. August 1st is my birthday.
Shit like that. Anyways. Hello, Leo. Obviously, you are completely a Leo. I mean, putting yourself out there on a radio show, give it a name, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At any rate, man, listen, I just wanted to say that the NIM audio, you have got to get on event server for that shit. Please, just mess with this dude. I mean, come on, this guy...
Remember that the clips I was playing of these people messing around with Nim? I mean, he's on Second Life.
Both are filled with the desire to be exploited, and you know what that feels like. Because, I mean, that's kind of a, you know, model 1980 year sort of thing. So, listen, man.
This guy is into astrology.
Get on
and...
event server or whatever the hell that
all sorts of
Second
weird
Life
shit.
Uses. And please. Just...
All right, well, I'll do my best to mess around with the people on Second Life, I guess. Next up.
Yo, Tim. I'm just calling regarding those Zipped archives.
Yeah.
Could you put up the last couple of years? Because I know you can play them off the website, but...
Yeah, you can play them off the website. I will zip them up for you, though. So, sure, I can do that for you. That's going to be my next project.
Timmy Boo! Oh, my God. It's Nick from Iowa.
Oh, my allergies are killing me.
I've been on the show for probably a few months. I've had so much shit on my plate. And the show I come back to is the 316 show. Dear God in heaven, what have I been fucking missing? I laugh my ass off as I'm driving.
Okay.
Holy shit. I mean, it's probably one of my new favorites.
I don't know what happened on 316,
you
but
know,
all right.
There's very few things that are going to top some of the favorite things that I've heard while listening to your show. This one's really up there. It's along with my absolute favorite little thing of yours that you didn't even do on purpose. But it's like, oh, shit, shit, shit. Oh, God. I just hydroplane.
The hydroplaning audio show. I don't know what happened on 316, but apparently it was a good show.
Boom. Hey, it's a Sideshow member TJ from Chicago.
Hey, TJ.
I'm calling up with another quick Distorted View trivia question for you.
Oh, no.
Now, if you remember last time I called with one of these, I asked you a question about one of your skits, Special Ed Slowdown.
Yeah.
And I had a good time with that one, so I thought I would ask you a question on another one of my favorite skits that I don't think you played on the show in quite a while, which is a shame, because it's hilarious. And that is the Queefton School of Horinary Arts.
Yes.
I'm sure you remember.
Yes.
So my question is about that. And here it is. Now, at this Queefton School of Horinary Arts, you can get your degree quite a variety of different sexual things, you know, like double vaginal, double anal, water sports, fisting, yada, yada, yada. But there are two degrees that you can get that aren't related to sex.
Oh,
whatsoever.
I know this.
What are those two degrees?
Business management or accounting?
Okay, got your answer?
Yeah.
The answer is, the two degrees are your associate's degree in business management or accounting.
Ha-ha!
Obviously a reference to the Sally Struthers...
Yes, that's the only reason I remember that.
Get your degree at home program, which...
Yeah.
From the first time I heard you do that, I thought was hilarious. I recognized the reference immediately.
Yeah, I wonder if you were... I don't know if a lot of people caught that reference.
And that always stuck...
But at the, you know, those Sally Struthers schools, those ads used to play in the 80s and 90s, at the very end you can get your associate's degree in business management or accounting.
For some reason, so...
I'll try to find the Queefton thing, and maybe we'll play it at the end of today's show for everyone.
Hey, Boo, this is Spiral Ham Fucker. Oh, just kidding.
Dylan?
This is Lifetime Sideshow member Squirt. As in,
oh, Squirt.
That's my Squirt.
That's not, that ain't piss, that's Squirt. Okay, it's not Dylan. It sounded like a female, so I thought it would be Dylan.
See that? That's my squirt. Yeah. That was fucking hilarious.
My squirt.
Loved the long show. You're doing an awesome job, Timmy.
I'm trying.
Love it, love it, love it. Can't wait to listen to some more DV.
Yeah, well, I hope you're enjoying the live shows. If you're able to get in the Ustream thing, if you're not available at 3 p.m. Eastern time, sign up for the sideshow. That's why I do this, right? Can't stress it enough. Sign up for the goddamn sideshow. All right, I'll stop. That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortiveview.com. Distortive, you can always tell when I'm hurting for money, right? Sign up for the God damn it, sign up for the sideshow. Look, it's tax season. It's a very stressful time for Timmy Boo. Sign up for the sideshow. Oh, yes, I'm sorry, what? That's all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortiveview.com. Distortiveview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, it's oh, God.
The sperm comes out of your penis.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. I'll see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday Grum. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody. Hail to the freaks, I can't get enough. So the world's hit the boy who can never be tough. Somebody needs to speak out wise. Hashing out deals to cover lies. Hashing out. Are you sick and tired of working at the same boring, low-paying job?
Uh-huh.
Looking for a job that's fun and exciting?
Uh-huh.
Are you a people person who enjoys hands-on projects?
Uh-huh.
Could you lick a man's anus while accepting the non-business end of a broomstick into your body?
Wait. You did say non-business end, right? Okay, yeah.
You could be looking at a rewarding career in prostitution. Work only the hours you want. Live like you've always wanted to. Meet interesting and exotic people. Work from your home, or theirs, or a street corner, or the dirty bathroom of a 7-Eleven. I know what you're asking.
But how do I get started?
That's easy. Enroll today in the Queefton School of Horinary Arts.
What is the Queefton School of Horinary Arts?
Here's the president of Queefton, Marvin Lundberger, to tell you more about the school.
The Queefton School of Horinary Arts was established in 1935 by Estelle Chesterfield. The first graduating class went on to please over 1 million men, 500 women, with Mr. Crackers, a circus chip who, quote, fell in there by accident. Since then, Queefton has produced some of the most successful prostitutes to date. Here's one of our original graduates of Queefton to tell you more.
Let me tell you something. My days at Queefton were some of the best. I've lost just about everything. My good looks. My ability to give mind-blowing oral sex. And my memories have all but faded. The only thing that I have to remind me of my days at Queefton is my extremely loose vagina. You know, sometimes when I'm walking in the park on a windy day, I can hear those lips flapping between my legs. It makes me long for the days of Queefton.
As the president of the Queefton School of Horinary Arts, let me extend my invitation to you. When you become a student of Queefton, you don't just become a prostitute, you'll become a prostitute. That's the Queefton difference.
Still unsure if you'd like to become a student of Queefton?
Uh-huh.
Let's take a look at Queefton's curriculum. Maybe that'll help you make up your mind. What have we stumbled upon here? Why, it's Orgasm 290, an upper-level course designed to hone in on the subtleties of female orgasms. Class, what is Candy doing wrong?
It needs to be louder.
Yeah, it needs to be louder, more intense.
Okay, Candy, try again. That a girl. I think she's got it.
Here at Queefton, all of the classes are taught by leaders in their respected fields. Professor Lacey Shoes, star of over 313 adult motion pictures, heads up the double anal department of Queefton. Inductee of the International Hall of Hooking, Carrie Ann Icepack teaches gangbang theory. And a rotating lineup of random gay men picked off the streets teach practical blowjobbing. Does everyone have their cucumber picked up? Oh, Becky, god damn it, that's huge. Even I wouldn't bottom for that thing. Go pick up a smaller one. Christ. Give yourself lockjaw or something. At Queefton, you can major in any one of the following. Double vaginal, double anal. Doggy style. Snowballing. The churning of the cream. Bondage. Water sports. Bukkake. Chili dogs. Or get your associate's degree in business management or accounting. So, have you made up your mind?
Uh-huh.
Are you coming to Queefton?
Uh-huh.
Good girl. We hope you two will join us at the Queefton School of Horinary Arts. Call today for your free pamphlet entitled Opening the Doors of Opportunity and Your Legs. Sleeping with Strangers for Fun and Profit.
This was a paid advertisement for the Queefton School of Horinary Arts. Come to Queefton and have a whore lot of fun.